You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The UAS Spring Job Fair offers a wealth of opportunities for college students, from summer jobs and internships to full and part-time positions. Joining us now to talk about that, Deborah Reidman, UAS Career Services Coordinator. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. To start us off, would you please tell me a little bit about what you do as the UAS Career Services Coordinator?
Yes, absolutely. So my job here at UAS is to help students and alumni with creating a resume that's effective, cover letters, how to put those together, helping them with their job search, identify some potential opportunities, and also just get them prepared to enter the workforce. And then also for on campus here, I work with a communications instructor on resumes, cover letters, interviewing techniques, et cetera. So basically, it's all about putting your education to work, and I'm here to help them get that job, make sure that they are as successful as possible. And I got to tell you, I love my job. I'm in my dream job. It's the best I've ever been in.
That is so wonderful to hear. Not everybody can say that. And you also hold the position of VA school certifying official. What do you do in that role?
For that role, our students who are using their GI Bill benefits to use to pursue their educational goals, my job is to make sure that those benefits are processed to the VA effectively and on a timely manner. And then just make sure that the classes that they're registering for are applying for their degree program. That's one requirement of the VA. And then ensure that their payments are on time. And then just assist them along the way, offer them support. When you start to use your VA educational benefits, it's a little bit confusing and daunting. And so I'm there to kind of ease that transition for them and support them along the way.
Sounds like they're lucky to have that support from you. And next Tuesday is another one of the things that you coordinate, the 2022 UAS Spring Job Fair for students and alumni. And it will be in person this time. That must be a change from, I think it's the last two that were virtual?
Correct.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that?
Super excited. And our employers are also very excited to be able to be in person again. And so we've been working with CBJ to make sure that our COVID mitigation plan is in place. Our safety manager has been coordinating with them on that. So we're going to have more space, but less employers to make sure that we have enough social distancing and traffic areas. So that's the first part of it. And so we want to make sure that our employers are feeling safe. And but yeah, we are super, super excited. Can't wait.
That's great to hear. So tell me a little bit about what you'd expect if you were a student walking into the job fair.
Well, you would initially notice the energy. Every job fair that we've had on campus, there's just a really fun buzz. You will see employers with maybe some balloons and displays. And so there's a lot of, you know, conversations that are going on. And then they'll be welcomed at the welcome table at the beginning, and they'll have a chance to write down their student name and ID number to be entered into a $50 gift card drawing that we'll have after the fair. We'll provide them with a list of the employers that are participating. And then we have staff and volunteers that are gonna be on hand to help direct them to the right place. And so help them along the way if they have any questions, and just encourage them to take advantage of opportunities to meet with employers, have conversations. And a lot of times students are hired on the spot, or they're going to be contacted almost immediately to with a job offer, which is pretty great.
What are employers looking for when they choose to be a part of the job fair?
They really want to have connections with our students. For a lot of the jobs, employers want to have students from Alaska, and the degree programs that we offer at UAS really prepare them for a variety, and in fact, a lot of different vocations here in Southeast Alaska. And so we work really closely with making sure that our degree programs are aligning with the workforce needs. So to have a student that has been trained in Alaska and has lived in Alaska, I think it creates more retention of employees for employers, and it gives the students an opportunity to actually work in a place that they love. People come to Southeast Alaska from across the country, and most of the majority of the time, they wind up staying because it is a pretty great place to be.
I agree, despite the rain. Do you get the sense that employers need staff pretty badly this year? Is it like a buyer's market or a seller's market, for lack of a better term?
Yes, that is what I have heard consistently. Employers are really having a hard time staffing their needs. And then it's been for the past couple of years with a change in the cruise ship industry and our seasonal employees and opportunities. So I'm encouraged. I think this year they're feeling more positive and more enthusiastic about being able to hire staff members to get fully staffed for the summer. So one of those things where, yeah, the students really do have their pick. And so I think it's going to be great. I'm encouraging students and alumni. And by the way, Shelley, this is open to the Juneau community. So high school students that are available, people in the community who may have attended classes at UAS or just would like to come check it out, you are absolutely more than welcome. Because again, I think our employers would like to see as many potential applicants as possible, because the summer season is coming up and they're getting ready to get staffed and fully trained before the first cruise ship comes in.
It sounds like it's a great networking opportunity as well. So how can people participate either as a job seeker or an employer?
So as a job seeker, you can just come to the campus here at the Off Lake campus, and at 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the cafeteria area, you can spend as little or as much time as you'd like. For employers, they're going to be setting up early. So we have 31 employers, actually 34 total participants. We've got some UAS tables for internships and campus jobs coming up. But the employers will be here and ready to go by 11 o'clock. And I've been in touch with all the employers. We had to cap it because of COVID. And so our employers will have everything that they need prior to arriving, and then we will be on hand to assist with anything that they need.
That's great. So it sounds like it's full, like employers registration is full, or is there still space available?
Yes, it is full.
Oh, okay. All right. So now if you're listening, you better go as a job seeker and see if you can find something that's a good fit for you. Deb Reidman, is there anything else you want to share while you're on with us today?
Well, I think this is just one of those unique opportunities. We're only able to offer this. We offer this once a year in the springtime when employers are getting ready for the busy part of the year. And so this is just a great thing to take advantage of. So I would just encourage everybody to talk to your high school students, or if you want to check out other jobs as you're thinking about some potential options. Or just, like you said, Shelley, increase your network, because in talking with employers, they talk to people. So, I mean, I'm amazed at how connected this state is. And so just by making those first connections, you never know what could come from that. And so why not give it a shot and see what happens?
Something else that just came to mind, I wanted to ask what kind of feedback you get from students and employers as well. Like who... are some of the employers that have the most success at the job fair, and what kind of feedback do you get from students who have participated and ended up getting hired by someone?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question. Our students oftentimes, they come away from the job fair having offers or pursuing offers, and so it's tended to be very, very productive for them. And for our employers, it's hard to make connections with students. And so it's an opportunity for them to start with those connections. And they're very welcoming. They're fun. They've got swag. They've got things for students and alumni and whoever's there joining us to pick up. And then oftentimes they will collect information on the people that stop by their table, and then they'll have a chance to follow up. And so it's just one of those unique opportunities where you get to be on in the same environment as college students here in Juneau. So it's a pretty great opportunity for our employers.
It makes a lot of sense to me that companies who are looking for seasonal workers would come to this job fair and do pretty well as students are looking for summer work. But what about full-time opportunities for, say, graduating seniors or alumni?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've got several. If I could mention just a few, we've got the State of Alaska coming, Recruitment Services, Fish and Game, DOT, Alaska Native Voices Educational Institute, Gold Belt, Sea Alaska, CBJ will be there, Enterprise Holdings, First National Bank, Sherwin-Williams, Resource Data, and Summit Surgical, as well as our tourism. And so there are employers that are wanting to hire maybe upcoming graduates, our recent graduates, or those that have graduated, and even those people that are looking to see what other opportunities are out there. And so, yes, there are full-time positions to get you right into the workplace.
That's great to hear. Well, thanks so much, Deb. Again, the fair is going to be next Tuesday, February 15th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lakeside Grill, UAS, Auk Lake campus. And if there's employers listening who missed the boat this time but want to get involved in the next fair, how can they get in touch with you?
They can contact me by going to uas.alaska.edu, type in career services in the search box in the right-hand corner, and then click on the first link for career services. And on the career services homepage, there is a link for contact information for me. And I would love to connect with employers that would be interested in participating in our next year's event.
All right. Deb Reidman, thanks so much. I really appreciated all the info. And it's good to talk to you today. And lots of luck with the career fair. I hope you make a lot of great connections.
Great. Thank you so much, Shelley, for having me.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.